itself, suggesting that it might have been an accident. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the first time Tehran has directly attacked the U.S. military amid recent tensions, with Iran saying the unmanned aircraft violated its airspace. But the Air Force's top Mideast commander says the drone was in international airspace.
This was an unprovoked attack.
The president says it may also have been unintentional, calling it a big mistake in the truest sense.
It could have been somebody who was loose and stupid. That did it.
Either way, the president says it was foolish and the U.S. won't stand for it. Asked if he's willing to go to war with Iran,
you'll find out.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
American Paul Whelan appeared in a Moscow courtroom on Thursday on espionage charges. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the former Marine is appealing to President Donald Trump for help.
Whelan was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow at the end of December and charged with espionage. The former Marine called on President Trump to intervene.
Mr. President, we cannot keep America great unless we aggressively protect and defend American citizens wherever they are in the world. Please tweet your intention.
Whelan says he is a victim of political kidnapping.
I am innocent of the one and only charge against me, a crime that never occurred. My life has been threatened, my rights denied.
Whelan's lawyer says his client was handed a flash drive that had classified information on it that he didn't know about. The espionage charge carries up to 20 years in prison in Russia. I'm Ed Donahue.
Fervent Brexit campaigner Boris Johnson and Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt emerged Thursday as the only two candidates left in the race to become British Prime Minister. The flamboyant Johnson is the odds-on favorite to win next month. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is talking about trade issues with President Trump on Thursday, a day after Mexico became the first to ratify the new trade deal negotiated by the three neighbors. Wednesday's 114-4 vote in Mexico was overwhelmingly in favor of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. It came despite misgivings from a small group of liberals there and tensions with the United States over immigration. The USMCA is a replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told China's President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks and expressed hope that the relevant party will meet halfway with Pyongyang. Chinese media quoted Kim as saying that during a meeting with Xi on his first visit to North Korea, which is aimed at strengthening ties between the allies. Those relations were strained by Pyongyang's nuclear provocations and Beijing's subsequent support for UN sanctions. Xi arrived Thursday for the two-day trip, the first by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. Lawyers who visited a border detention site in Clint, Texas, say the conditions there for children are very dangerous. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
A legal team recently interviewed over 60 children at a Border Patrol station in Texas and had this warning. A dangerous and traumatic situation is unfolding for some 250 infants, children, and teens locked up for up to 27 days without enough food, water, and sanitation. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to the allegations about the conditions, but has said in recent weeks that it's overwhelmed and it needs more money and help from Congress. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Newly released data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that America is aging. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
From 2010 to 2018, the median age of Americans increased by 1 year to 38.2. In Puerto Rico, the median age jumped nearly 6 years to 42.8, largely the result of younger people moving to the U.S. mainland after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. Among states, Maine had the greatest increase. The median age there rose 2.2 years to 44.9. And the only state with a decrease was North Dakota. It's seen a population boom driven by growth in the energy sector, and that's helped pull down the median age to 35.2. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Mama, ooh yeah, mama, this is the African melody. everybody on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds will be crisscrossing the African continent again for you today, so stay right where you are and make sure you don't touch that dial. Are you sitting around a tree drinking palm wine? Are you in a taxi car driving and listening to the African beat? Well, whatever you're doing, are you at home with your family? Just relax. It's time to let's have some fun. Good music for you today. As I start the ball rolling right now from Zambia, TY2 in Zikomo. And from Zambia, I take you to Reunion, Linley A. Ramani in Mama I Love You, and then to Mozambique Africans in Baby Esquesa. But right now, Zikomo by TY2 of Zambia.
Tifoko zangwe udiye tifoko lelo taitu waliko Nena kupasa love diye famenene nafika Diye famenene so yamba Vena benza koti ni yeso gala jaji Vena benza koti ni peka munga jaji Vena benza koti muzaona azajama Kule peke na lika mene ya kakika Na mwela na chosa spa Chabwa chalila pase minape fela fela Sekomo kulale mwose wone kuna Sekomo Poco na nyembo zanga na tise kombo Popuela kumajo Neka puela kole konse kome yembelani
Se musiva
Se muela se mone pasa
Se
konde se mone pasa
Se musiva
Kole pe kwena kwene ga indi Kunga kungala che na iwe na iwe
Se kombo
Poco la nyembo zanga
Se kombo
Pone konda neo Tifoko zangwe udiye tifoko lelo taitu waliko Chimwe mwene lendatu pali mweu Diye chamene chimalenga yose kaze fono lemba nyembo zambile zamene munga kundi Tika kumana tifene tunsi Nate one by one loko two by two Mulungu wa medale seni yonsi Mulungu wa titali seti nkale tunsi Tawe itali oh. Nate sekomo Kole kose wone kona Seko mo Pokonda nyembo zanga Nati seko mo Pokwela kumazo Neka wela kole kose kome yempelani
Se musiva
Se wela se mone pasa
Se musiva
Se konde se mone pasa
Se musiva
Kole pe kwena kwene ga indi Kunga kungala che na iwe na iwe
Seko mo
Pokula nyembo zanga
Seko mo
Kone konda neo Seko
mo
Tifoko zangwe udiye tifoko lelo taitu waliko Lelo netota kumanja kuliweu My number one fan oh. Lelo netota kumanja kuliweu My number one fan oh. Lelo nepasa manja kuliweu My number one fan Lelo nepasa manja kuliweu My number one fan Taitu akumona Chimwela semone pasa Chikonde semone pasa Konepe kwena kwene ga indi Kunga kungala che na iwe na iwe
Sikombo
Kukula nyembo zanga
Sikombo
Kone konda neo
Sikombo
Chikoko zangwe udiye chikoko lelo taitu waliko Chimwela semone pasa Chikonde semone pasa Konepe kwena kwene ga indi Kunga kungala che na iwe na iwe
Sikombo
Kukula nyembo zanga
Sikombo
Kone konda neo
Sikombo
Chikoko zangwe udiye chikoko lelo taitu waliko
Kukuse musiva
Chimwela semone pasa
Kukuse musiva
Chikonde semone pasa
Kukuse musiva
Konepe kwena kwene ga indi Kunga kungala che na iwe na iwe
Sikombo
Kukula nyembo zanga
Sikombo
Kone konda neo
Sikombo
Chikoko zangwe udi
Esqueça by Africans of Mozambique, Linley A. Romani of Reunion in Mama I Love You, and just before that, Zikomo by TY2 of Zambia. This is the African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, and whatever you're doing, the show takes preeminence. So I'll be right back.
African Beat is the best. It's number one.
We love it. It.
Welcome back to the show. Here's an email which says, I listen to your radio show regularly. I'm a producer in music and religion unit of Radio Bayelsa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. What can I do for your program, David? Cheers, your listener, Jasper Mark Etelli, professor. Well, thank you very much, Jasper, for writing again. But now let's continue with music. This is the African Beat, the show of all shows on your airwaves. And now I take you to Egypt, Ana Ahibek by Shaima Sahid. And from Egypt to Algeria, Aklid in Burma. And then to Morocco, Amir Ali in Alalik Yassidi. All from the northern part of Africa. But right now, Ana Ahibek by Shaima Sahid of Egypt.
I'm not afraid to
going around North Africa. Alalikia City by Amir Ali of Morocco. And before that, Barma by Akhlid of Algeria. And then Ana Ayibik by Shaima Sahid of Egypt.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Yes, Mr. Van B, this is Martin Sokoye from Lagos. I wanted to tell you that I read you loud and clear. And I want you to keep it up. May the Almighty God bless you. Thank you and bye for now.
Thanks to all of you for responding to my call. And now let me give you some music. This time I take you first to Rwanda. Contre Succès by Dr. Claude. But after that, we take you to the Democratic Republic of Congo with Alan Makaba in Nadangwe. But right now, Contre Succès by Dr. Claude.
Yes, man, is it a Dr. Claude? I want to say thank you to my brother, Grandengue, le patron de la capitale, rich man. Yes, man, Bali. Everything is Bali Swiss. I know. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Bamwe bakubwira Dr. Claude no more bande abandi bakakubwira Dr. Claude ashaka amaze kuronka azocha kureka abandi bakubwira Dr. Claude no mwaru mogi abandi bakakubwira Dr. Claude nari seriye abo bose bakubwira ibyo bose baragushaka.
Se va a la cosa, no. your boy Alonzo, and I just want to let you know that you're listening to the African Beat live on the Voice of America with David Van.
Nadangwe by Alan Makaba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Then to Rwanda, Contre Succès by Dr. Claude. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me, David Van. Welcome back to your super show, the show that brings happiness into your home, smiles on your faces. And I'm David Van here, pushing and pulling the records to put you in the dancing mood right across the continent. Music is the game we play right here on the Voice of America. Ivory Coast is going to be my next stop. Loki Loki in Demenoterre. And after that, I take you to Burkina Faso, Alif Naba in Four, and then to Guinea-Bissau, Justino Delgado, Makaz Du Tempo, and right now, Demenoterre by Loki Loki of the Ivory Coast.
Ouais, Lucky Luke, 99 carats hors série. Je vais aujourd'hui parler de création divine avec un nouveau concept. Docteur Vegas, le médecin du sang. Molare champion, 4 points du monde international. Il va tuer. De Milano, François Cognon, Après avoir créé Guantanamo, voilà l'Iguli qui est de retour avec le nouveau Fouca. Eh, hey, le palais.
L'Iguli qui est arrivé, sa chasse
dans la Mathieu.
L'Iguli qui est arrivé, sa mousse dans la ville.
DJ Duplex,
allez tirer, vous tirez, vous tirez.
Allez monter à cheval, galoper, galoper, galoper,
galoper. Il faut beau junior, barrette du
valet.
Danser, moi j'arrive de soutenir, mais quand je vais te libérer,
canal e um povo pregador como nós. Agora a guerra na cidade, sem capacidade, entre combatentes irmãos.
Perde o sentido, não há lugar.
Marcas são marcas.
Tempo by Justino Delgado of Guinea-Bissau, and before that, Four by Alif Naba of Burkina Faso, and then Dominotaire by Lucky Loke of the Ivory Coast. Well, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes again today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And to all my listeners out there, I say bravo. You keep it up, because I'll be pumping the music for you. I am David Vander here in Washington, D.C., saying bye-bye.
Sentido, só deixam marcas, fazem marcas.
This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is responding to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone, suggesting it could have been an accident. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.